Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus podcast. This is Sean Harris. It is Sunday, December 22nd. The year is 2013. And I unfortunately have the responsibility of continuing to make you aware of how your tax-paying dollars are being misspent, abused, wasted. What other words can we use to describe the degree to which the current administration is spending money like it grows on trees, is what my father used to say. In New York, an effort to woo the White House considers key to the success of Obamacare, a campaign called Out to Enroll, has produced a video commercial that will test the sensibilities of many Americans who might otherwise be tolerant of the homosexual rights movement. The video is 2 minutes long. I've taken the time to watch it. The primary actors in the video are three white males, one African American, all in bikini boxers, who are decorating a Christmas tree and then doing other movements with their body to indicate that they love each other. Four males. Moves that are gross, moves that are inappropriate, moves that you would not want your children seeing. There's a mistletoe being hung by one. There's embracing when the lyric says, "When you meet Mr. Right." Now, all this is being done in an effort to enroll more homosexuals into Obamacare. While the White House themed ad sponsored by major left-wing groups may be gay in every sense of the word, its aim is serious, as the White House is aware that a disproportionate number of homosexual Americans are uninsured and qualify for premium subsidies under Obamacare. Now, let's make sure that you understand what premium subsidies means. See, those are clever words, and what those words mean is if you pay taxes like I do, that is to say, now I don't mean you pay taxes because something is deducted out of your paycheck every week, and then at the end of the year, you find that you get this monster refund that clearly exceeds the $100 a month that you gave to the federal government through payroll deduction, and then you get a refund of $1,300 at the end of the year. You didn't pay taxes. No, I'm talking about the demographic in America that every single month they send checks to the White House, to the U.S. Treasury, to the IRS, and then at the end of the year when they file their taxes, they either break even or have to write an additional check again. Now, I don't think that many of us mind, many of us being Christians, mind paying those taxes to protect America, to have fire and police and military protection. I don't think many of us mind when those taxes are being used for elderly who cannot provide for themselves. I don't think many of us mind when those taxes are going towards food. People who are hungry and need food. I don't think many of us mind when those taxes are going towards those kind of things. Justices, judges, court systems, attorneys to protect us. But what about the scenario where your taxes are now being redistributed to those whose very behavior lends itself towards a greater burden to the healthcare system in America? What about that? You see, it's interesting that we have campaigns to stop smoking. We even have campaigns to eat less. The mayor of New York, the former mayor of New York, has major problems brought to his attention with his effort to get people to stop drinking so much soda because diabetes is a problem in America. See, these are all efforts to identify a problem, a behavior that lends itself towards a greater burden to the healthcare system. For example, Mrs. Obama, in her effort to get children to exercise, which I applaud, we need to get children off video games and outside playing football and tug of war and cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians and kickball and baseball and basketball and hide and seek and building tree houses and playing soccer and just a plethora of activities that reduce body fat and eliminate the probability of getting diabetes. But now, why is it that in this case, when we know that this demographic has a behavior that has a propensity to greatly increase the probability of huge expenses to the national healthcare system, why are we, one, encouraging the behavior, two, encouraging them to sign up for a healthcare that we, in effort, will be paying for with the effort to communicate that we're gonna subsidize your premiums? In fact, I'm looking at a picture of a government printed poster that's in the article, December 17, 2013, Get Covered, Top 5 Affordable Care Act Benefits for the LGBT Community. One, plans purchased through the marketplace cannot discriminate based on sexual orientation or gender identity. So we can discriminate because you smoke. We can discriminate because you're overweight. We can discriminate because you eat wrong and thus are overweight. We can discriminate because you drink too much. But we cannot discriminate because you have a sexual behavior that is, in fact, contributing to the problem. In fact, I would respect more a campaign that argues for or promotes long relationships. But when the very, very video produced through taxpaying dollars has four males in nothing but bikini suits bending over backwards and decorating a tree, and they're all swapping back and forth, it clearly communicates this is normative behavior in this community. Number two, you can't be charged a higher premium because you're lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Number three, no denial of coverage because of pre-existing conditions like AIDS or HIV, cancer, or mental health diagnosis. Number four, legally married same-sex couples are treated equally for financial assistance when purchasing coverage in the health insurance marketplace, regardless of where they live. And number five, no more lifetime limits on coverage for people with chronic diseases like HIV and AIDS. And so clearly this entire campaign was designed towards one demographic, one particular demographic. There are color posters in the advertisement. Here's one, Cindy Lou. She's wearing a mini skirt of sorts. Cindy Lou can love who she wants, and she can access preventive care like all women who enroll. Visit outtoenroll.org. And so once again, we have a government that, instead of promoting behavior that is better for society, we have a government that is encouraging Cindy Lou to sleep with as many different men as possible, and don't worry about getting pregnant because we've got something to fix that. Don't worry about the potential for diseases. We've got you covered. Just enjoy it. Is there anybody besides me that sees a problem with this? Is there anybody out there besides me who is exasperated that their tax-paying dollars goes towards these type of things? I ask that question because the evangelical community re-elected President Obama. Incredibly divided and all over the place, we re-elected the chief administrator of healthcare in America. That's his new title. He is, in fact, the chief administrator of healthcare in America. And we put him in office. A man who has virtually no morals. Because he is, in fact, approving these campaigns. Remember, the buck stops there. Okay, the leader is responsible for everything the organization does and fails to do. We can't pass it on to one or the other flunkies in the administration. And therein lies the problem. And Christians in America voted for this president in spite of the fact that the book that communicates all that Christians are to believe says that this behavior is not well-pleasing to the Lord. How about if I say it like that? It's not well-pleasing to the Lord. That God's plan from the beginning has always been one man and one woman who live together in holy matrimony until death does them apart. Well, I wanted to make you aware of this as we close out 2013. More of your money is going towards this in a day and age in which there is no money to spend. We're broke. We're broke as a nation. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. Perhaps 2014 will see changes if God's people begin to follow the book that God gave them. Have a great Sunday.